بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا. All praises due to Allah who has blessed us to gather in what would certainly be challenging times. And many times Muslims, or frequently Muslims, ask in these times, how can I contribute? How can I be a good representative of Islam? How can I show the people what Islam is really all about? First of all, one has to understand the nature of the times. For by understanding the nature of the time, one is able to remain composed despite the vicissitudes of the times. So for us as Muslims, nothing happening in the news, nothing happening in the current events, which oftentimes are exploited by various elements to vilify the Muslims, to push their agenda, to criminalize the community. The Muslim has to understand this is nothing new. And it's nothing that wasn't foretold by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the Muslim should understand this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said would occur. So we have to patiently persevere and not be surprised and not be shocked and not be frustrated and not despair. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَتُبْلَغُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, that surely you're going to be tried in your wealth and your lives. لَتُبْلَغُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. And you're going to hear. Surely you're going to hear. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, from those who have been given the scripture before you. So from some of those from amongst the Jews and some of those from amongst the Christians, not all of them, but some of them, are going to have a very antagonistic position vis-a-vis Islam, vis-a-vis the Muslims. And as a result of that, they're going to abuse this religion. And they're going to abuse the people of this religion. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا And from the idolaters. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا Much abuse. أَذًا كَثِيرًا You're going to hear from them much abuse. So what should the believer do? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ If you patiently persevere. So the believer shouldn't panic. The believer shouldn't get frustrated and desperate like some misguided Muslims who are so desperate and frustrated they think the only thing they can do is to blow up something. This is not the course for the believer. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا If you patiently persevere, وَتَتَّقُوا And remain conscious of Allah. Maintain God consciousness. Don't panic. Don't get desperate. Don't abandon your religious principles. Don't sacrifice the loftiness of this religion. Don't drag Islam through the mud because you're upset at this situation. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ That is from firmness in your purpose, in your affair, rather. And this is a quality of the greatest messengers who are tortured with far worse than anything we've experienced. Who are tried with tribulations far worse than anything we've experienced. People are tested according to their faith. And as no one had faith higher than the messengers, their test was the most severe. And Allah Ta'ala says about them, addressing our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, fasbir, patiently persevere. So the same thing Allah Ta'ala is telling His Messenger, He's telling us. Fasbir, kama sabaru ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Just as those great messengers, ulul azm, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasbir ya Muhammad. Patiently persevere, O Muhammad. Kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. As those great messengers who were given with firmness of conviction in their affair. So they weren't wavered. They weren't wishy-washy. They weren't flimsy. They weren't swayed by the times. They weren't moved by the vicissitudes of time. They kept going. Because they understood, if it's an easy time, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's a difficult time, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the nature of this world. Imam Ali radiallahu anhu, karramullahu wajha. Imam Ali, he said, Man arafa ad-dunya, the one who understands this world, hanat alayhi al-musibat, then calamities become easy for him to deal with. Calamities become easy for him to deal with, or her, because he or she knows the nature of this world. This is the abode of trial and tribulation. This is the abode of trial and tribulation. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا So Allah has created death and life and everything between in order that He would test you which of you are best in you. This is the abode of tribulation. So the one who understands that, it becomes easy to deal with the tribulation. من عرف الدنيا هانت عليه المصيبات Calamities become easy to deal with. So Allah tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرُ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ Just as those great messengers who preceded you, who had عزيمة, who had firmness and conviction in their affair, patiently persevere, وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ And don't be hasty in dismissing your people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. human being, not any human agency. Allah Ta'ala has arranged, is arranging, will arrange the affairs of this universe. So everything happens according to His decree and according to a wisdom that sometimes might escape us. So the challenge for us is to persevere. And He says, don't be hasty in dismissing, writing off your people. There are many people who thought in this country after September 11th, 2001, that masjids would be burned down. Muslims would not be able to walk the streets again. No one would want to listen to anything, any da'wah. That's what people thought, because people looked at the manifestations and the effects of Allah's decree. They looked at the asbab, but they didn't look at the musabbib. They didn't look at the one who brings about effects in His creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a result, no masjids were burned down. The people that got shot, most of them were Sikhs. They weren't even Muslims. And the doors were flung open for da'wah. The phone's ringing off the hook in the masjid. Can someone come to speak about Islam here? Can someone come to speak about Islam there? Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wa la tasta'jil lahum. So don't be hasty in dismissing your people. These people will never be Muslim. Why? Because you're incapable of making them Muslim? Then if that's the case, that might be true. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَإِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. So as we see it, from our frail and weak human position, no, we don't see the people becoming Muslim. But Allah has power over all things. And when He decrees a matter, desires a matter, He but says to it, be and it is. So we had a record conversion to Islam after September 11th. Kun fayakun. In Spain, after the Madrid bombings, people thought, this is Spain. This is the land of the Inquisition. This is the land of the Inquisition. This is the land where people were forcibly stripped of their Islam. Where Islam was officially put on trial. What happened? So people think, that's the end. These people are going to attack the Muslims. They're going to attack all the Maghrib, the Moroccans and North Africans and drive them all out. There's going to be bloodshed. And what happened? The people, the Spanish people poured out into the street shouting, paz, paz, peace, peace. That's what happened. Allah Ta'ala elevated them and allowed them to transcend their history. Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. So the challenge for the Muslim is to patiently persevere and to show people Islam, not talk about it. The time of talking about Islam is over. The time of talking about what Islam did for the woman, and we treat our wives like slaves and subject them to abuse and arbitrary divorces and exploitation of unimaginable sorts. What is that? To talk about what Islam does for the poor. And we don't have a poor person to think about. If there's a poor Muslim, we direct him to the Salvation Army. Or Catholic charities. Now's the time to live Islam. And if we want to know the essence of Islam that we have to live, Allah Ta'ala summarized in one verse in the Quran what this religion is all about. Where He says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That is not righteousness to turn your faces towards the direction of the east and the west in prayer. And this is directed at the Jews and Christians who are arguing about the virtue of their various qiblas. When the Prophet ﷺ was ordered to change the prayer direction from Jerusalem to Mecca. But Allah Ta'ala is warning the Muslims and addressing those people May Allah strengthen all of us and guide all of us. The superficialities of religion is not what this affair is all about. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It's not righteousness that you turn your face this way or that way. That's not the essence of what Islam is all about. So get the idea that the superficialities suffice. The superficialities are necessary but not sufficient. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Righteousness is to sincerely believe in Allah and the last day. So we said this verse summarizes the whole religion. The whole religion of sihhat al-i'tiqad, having a strong faith. This is one essence of this religion. And so Allah discusses this initially. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. However, righteousness is that you believe sincerely in Allah and the last day. And this is very important because a lot of us, deep down inside, the last day is very far from us. And it's not any fault of our own. We grew up and have developed in this materialistic civilization where everything is centered on the empirical. That which could be physically perceived. If you can't touch it, taste it, smell it, feel it, hear it, or see it, it doesn't exist. That is the orientation of materialistic civilization. So even though we profess belief in the unseen, sometimes it's far away from us. And because it's far away, we act like we act. Because if the hellfire was so real, when we walk out on a hot day like today, or a hotter day, immediately we would start thinking about the fire of hell. If we think how burning and how hot and how uncomfortable that this little bit of heat is, then what is the hellfire like? And how far, how many steps will we go to flee away and to avoid the hellfire? But because it's far away, we go out and we're not reminded. And because we're not reminded, some of us sometimes act the way we act. Break our word. Abuse each other. Slander. Backbite. Lie. As if there's no accounting and possibly no hell in our future. If Jannah was real, so much so when we went out and saw the beauty of the day. You see the snow on the mountains and the bright blue sky and the green trees. And we say, Subhanallah, if the dunya, if the world can be this beautiful, then how much beautiful is Jannah, is paradise? And then reflecting on that, we start longing for that. And that pushes us to do the things that we've been promised will lead us to Jannah. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ and the angels. وَالْكِتَابِ and the scripture. One is mentioned, but all of them are intended. جِنْسِ الْكِتَابِ the class of scripture. All of the scriptures. That they're all from Allah. And that some of the early ones before the Qur'an were lost or were corrupted. And now we have the Qur'an as a standard and as the final revelation that's been preserved. وَالنَّبِيِّينَ and the prophets. All of the prophets. So having sound belief, this is what this religion is all about, but it doesn't stop there. The second component of this religion is dealing with other people in the best of ways. And that it lies in serving other people. We serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've only created the jinn, the jinn and the humans that they worship me. So we serve Allah. We can say to worship, to serve. To serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to serve our fellow human beings. And our fellow creatures. Just as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy to all of the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You're the best community raised up for the service of humanity. So this is the second component. صِحَّةُ الْمُعَامَلَاتِ, the soundness of our dealings with others. وَآتَى الْمَالِ, and the first thing Allah Ta'ala mentions, spending the money. Spending the money. As we say here in this society, some of you know who grew up here, put your money where your mouth is. Meaning is an idiom. If you're serious about something, then act on it. Don't just talk about it. So it's one thing to talk and to profess faith. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. It's one thing to say, but that should bear fruit. And the fruit is how we deal with others. So this is the second component. وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ, and he spends, or she spends, their wealth in spite of their love for the wealth. Also meaning out of their love for Allah. But the strongest meaning, in spite of their love for the wealth. As the Prophet ﷺ, he said, أفضل الزكاة أن تؤتيه, or spending, that you give it, وأنت صحيح شحيح, and you're in a state of good health, so you can enjoy the wealth. You're not sick, so you can't go out and party and travel the world. وَأَنْتَ صَحِيحٌ, while you're in a state of good health, شَحِيحٌ, and you're longing for that wealth, you want to hold on to it yourself, but despite that, you spend it. And this understanding is also strengthened, that in spite of the love for the wealth, where Allah Ta'ala mentions all forms of wealth, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. So all the wealth has been made appealing to people, attractive to people, endeared to people, their love, حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, for the opposite sex, for children, for heaped up hoards of gold and silver, money, branded cattle, steeds, cultivated fields. That's all there is from wealth. ذَلِكَ مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that's the enjoyment of this worldly life. So it's been made alluring to us. So Allah Ta'ala says, despite that love, وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى, he or she spends it, the believer spends, for the relative, وَالْيَتَامَى, the orphan. So alhamdulillah, many people wrote checks for the orphans, for the tsunami when it occurred. An orphan, many children. Walhamdulillah, this is the way of the believer. Wal yatam, wal masakeen, and for the poor people. Wassa'ilina wa firriqab, and those who ask, wabna sabil, and the wayfarer, the traveler. In the old days, we would have what are called awqaf, endowments, where wealthy people would spend some of their money to establish hostels for travelers, where they could stay for free. You didn't have to pay. They could get their animals taken care of, new shoes for their horse. Today, you could get tire change, oil change, if we were still doing this. Motel 5. The Muslims, Motel 5, not 6. وَبْنَ السَّبِيلِ, free food, accommodations, hospitals, they had clinics. So the difficulties of travel, you're down under the weather, there's a doctor to see for free. وَبْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ, for those who are forced to ask, and for the liberation of slaves. And this should be as real today for us as it was then. It's estimated, some of you saw last year, National Geographic, slavery in the modern world. 25 million slaves. Many of them right here in this country, sexual slaves. Women that are kidnapped and tricked in Mexico, Central America, Ukraine, Eastern Europe, those primary areas, Latin America, Eastern Europe, and brought into this country and put into sexual slavery, kept in brothels and they can't leave. Agricultural slaves, child laborers, locked into sweatshops. Muslims should be in the forefront working to liberate these people and joining others who are undertaking efforts. This is the mandate of our religion, وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. And the Muslim world also, there are areas where slavery still goes on. Unfortunately, in some areas, and much of it is race-based slavery. وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. So this is the second component of our religion, المعاملات. Dealing with others in the best of ways. And the third component, purifying our souls. Because the Muslim who's going to go out and engage society, he or she has to be strong himself or herself. He or she has to be pure as much as possible himself or herself. As the Arabs say, فَقِدُوا شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِي. The one lacking something himself or herself can't give it to others. فَاقِدُوا شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِي. The one lacking something can't give it to someone else. So that belief and those actions emanate from a human being that's been strengthened and purified. وَصِحَّةُ النَّفْسِ. So this is the third component, تَزْكِيَةُ النُّفُوسِ. And the program is outlined. Waqam outlined. Waqam as-salat. Undertake regular prayer. Wa'at az-zakah. And give and spend the binding charity. And those forms of charity beneath that, which were mentioned earlier, some of voluntary spending. And then to emphasize it, all of these things that have been mentioned so far, Allah Ta'ala mentions them in verbal sentences. He mentions the verb. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرُّ مَنْ آمَنَا بِاللَّهِ. Those one who believes in Allah. وَآتَى الْمَالِ. And spends the wealth. وَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ. And undertakes the prayer. وَآتَى الزَّكَاةِ. And gives the charity. These are all verbs. But when Allah Ta'ala mentions the next thing, He mentions what is called the active participle. اسم فاعل والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا. And they are faithful in their covenants when they convene them. To emphasize the gravity of the oath. So this form of language emphasizes the permanence that the believer in every situation has to be faithful to his or her covenant. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And they are faithful and they have fidelity when they give their oath. إِذَا عَاهَدُوا, to mention, is not mandatory to enter into an oath. But when one does, one should be faithful. And those covenants are across the board. The covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. Those who are faithful from amongst the believer, there are those who are faithful in the covenant they've convened with Allah. They're serious about it. When they say, لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a light matter. It wasn't something secondary in their life. It was the essence of life itself. Because it's the key to eternal life. So it's not something to take lightly. And there are responsibilities that follow from that. their word and their covenant to their fellow human beings, to themselves. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And they patiently persevere. We open this khutbah talking about patience. Now we conclude with patience. We come full circle, as it were. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And they patiently persevere with dignity, with integrity, with decency, in all forms of difficulties. فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ, when they're afflicted with poverty, وَالضَّرَّاءِ, illness, and things related to those two categories. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ, this is very important. And if they're in a situation, حِينَ الْبَأْسِ, warfare, if they're in a situation of warfare, وَنَسَلَ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ, and we ask Allah for safety, security, well-being. لَا تَتَمَنَّوْا لِقَاءَ الْعَدُوِ. Hadith Sahih. Don't long to meet the enemy, because war is hell. The Bosnians went through hell about 10 years ago. People in Rwanda went through hell. People in Palestine are going through hell. People in Fallujah are going through hell. You want to invite that upon yourself? لَا تَتَمَنَّوْا لِقَاءَ الْعَدُوِ وَسَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. Ask Allah for well-being. Ask Allah for health. وَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُوهُمْ فَاصْبِرُوا. But if Allah tests us with a situation that involves warfare, we persevere with our dignity. We persevere within the limits that Allah has set. We don't kill civilians and non-combatants. We don't attack civilian areas. We don't disrupt trade and commerce. Sharaba is one of the greatest crimes in Islam. Disrupting the public order. Disrupting the highways, the byways, the means of transportation. These are Marxist guerrilla tactics. Karl Marx isn't our prophet. Che Guevara isn't our prophet. Malcolm X, before he took Islam, isn't our prophet. Mao Zedong isn't our prophet. Lenin isn't our prophet. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our prophet. And he set the limits for us in all of our affairs. And the believer stays within those limits. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the limits set by Allah. Don't transgress them. Don't transgress the limits. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Fight in the way of Allah those who fight you. But don't go beyond the limits. Allah loves not those who transgress the limits. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. So those who come with this package, they are the ones who are truthful. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. They are the ones who are truthful. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And they are the ones who are mindful of their Lord. Mindfulness of Allah, this world is a test. If we go back to the issue of warfare, in Islam, warfare isn't about winning and losing. If anyone thinks it's about winning and losing, you haven't understood Islam and you don't know the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ. If some setback has afflicted you, as happened to the Muslims at Uhud, then the other people have been similarly afflicted, as happened to the idolaters at Badr. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Victory and defeat, poverty, wealth, strength, weakness, we alternate these between the nations. Why? لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. in order that Allah will show who truly believes. It's easy to believe if you're always on top. It's easy to believe if you're winning every battle. It's easy to believe when you're strong and the whole world is under your feet. But how's it going to be when you're losing? How's it going to be when you're poor? How's it going to be when you have no power in the world? Are you going to throw the religion away behind your back? Are you going to compromise your principles? Are you going to act like winning is the only thing, and that means transgressing every law of civilization? You'll do it just to win. That's what this verse is telling us. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. If a setback has afflicted you, the other people have been similarly afflicted. And these alternating fortunes, we alternate between the people and Allah in order that Allah will show which of you truly believes and take from your ranks martyrs. A martyr in the classical sense of the word, people who are killed by their enemies because of their weakness. But history remembers their names because of their sacrifice. So we remember the names of Ali Yasir. We remember the name of Sumayya. We remember the name of Hamza, of Mus'ab bin Umayr. Their names have been etched in the history. Just as outside of our tradition, the name Joan of Arc, we remember. Before our tradition, Ashab al-Ukhdud. Those people were killed for their faith. We remember. And their story lives on. Those are the martyrs. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah does not like oppressors. Whether those oppressors are Muslim or non-Muslim, Allah doesn't like oppressors. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. فَنَسَلَ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى الْفَهْمَ وَنَسَلَ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى الصَّبْرَ وَنَسَلَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى التَّوْفِيقَ إلى ما يحبه يرضاه إنه على كل شيء قدير وإنه بالحمد جدير وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين. يا قوم استغفروا الله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب.
For more lectures by Imam Zaid Shakir and other traditional scholars, please contact Alhambra Productions toll free at 1-877-888-8273 and on the internet at www.alhambraproductions.com. For more information on traditional Islam in America, please contact Zaytuna Institute at 510-582-1979 and on the internet at www.zaytuna.org.